Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Second and nine. Jalen Warren back in. Down the sideline. Pickens makes the grab, and he goes in for the touchdown. 36 yards. Made a big play earlier, but was called back for offensive interference.
I had a really solid exit meeting with GP, and I can tell you that he has a desire to be great. He has a desire to be great here. We have a desire for him to be great and to be great here. With respect to the contract, you know, we won't discuss that publicly, and you know, usually those things are addressed at a later date.
Second and 10, gets bring four, Wilson end zone shot, Pickens! Got it! Touchdown, Pittsburgh!
Mike, is there any accuracy to the report that Pickens was late on Christmas Day to the game against the Chiefs?
Man, that's a few days back. I really don't know I have the answer to that, to be quite honest with you. I got a lot going on in pregame. I can't answer that definitively.
Just keep grinding. Like I said, conditions played a huge, huge part in today's game. I don't really think the Cleveland Browns are a good team at all. I think the conditions kind of saved them today.
You know, you just got to grow up, man. It's an emotional game, man. These divisional games are big. He got a target on his back because he's George. He understands that. But he's got to grow up. He's got to grow up in a hurry.
Second and nine. Jalen Warren back in. Down the sideline. Pickens makes the grab, and he goes in for the touchdown. 36 yards. Made a big play earlier, but was called back for offensive interference.
Earlier this season, you know, you've had some questionable penalties called on you. You've had some plays just kind of not go your way. Do you feel like you've gotten better at handling that kind of stuff and, you know, just dealing with the ebbs and flows of a game?
I wouldn't really say that. That's all on the refs. So that should show you where the refs are this season.
You know, we just wanted to kind of minimize his reps in an effort to get more productivity. You know, we just trying to rep manage in terms of the totality of the big picture. He wasn't less of a focal point in terms of our intentions of what we wanted to do offensively, but we did want to cut his reps a little bit in an effort to get higher quality play just in general.
Does anybody anymore in a locker room, like, you know, TJ or Cam, come up to him and say, hey, what are you doing?
Todd.
Ah, Todd, bringing it all on.
What are you doing?
Just incredible. The news comes this morning. I'm reveling in the Warriors' win from last night with Pat Spencer at point guard. I'm wondering about the video that surfaced with a pirate Usher and a fan getting into it. The video I saw, I'm on Team Usher in this one, but I don't think that headlines that say Pirates Usher beats fan with a belt does anybody any favors, especially not the Pirates. they suspend the usher. I thought the bigger punishment, Bob, would have been to give him season tickets. But anyway, the Pirates have to be the happiest people in town with this Pickens news. Incredible.
We won't talk about last night's game probably for a while.
No, so. or the usher and fan situation. There he goes. George Pickens. Mike Tomlin ignored the warning signs coming into the draft. And we've gone over this many, many times in 2022. I think Tomlin thought that he had outsmarted the rest of the league by taking Pickens 52nd. Bruce Feldman of The Athletic reported at that time going into the draft that this dude had more red flags around him than the old Soviet Union, Bob. He had scouts. He had personnel people saying, I wouldn't touch this guy. He's been enabled his whole life. And the thinking went, as it often erroneously does, that in Pittsburgh, guys will find themselves, guys will thrive, potentially problematic players will be put in line by the culture here, when in fact, the exact opposite is true. They'll be emboldened and enabled by the culture here. And that's exactly what happened with George Pickens. That's the story to me, is that Mike Tomlin ignored the warning signs, enabled George Pickens the whole way, and this is what he got. His team moving on from Pickens before, I think, an expected implosion in camp or in the season. However, Bob, you, Jason Mackey, might be correct. Maybe this was the wrong thing to do. I know you wanted them to keep Pickens. Jason Mackey wrote this, I think, yesterday, that keeping Pickens was the way to go, that you're leaving yourself short, not taking advantage of a situation with all this talent. What's your take on it today? Should they have kept him?
Well, I say that based on what I thought their plan was for this year, which is you have, at some point, a 41-year-old quarterback coming in, trying to get as much out of him as you can. On a team that has aging stars, they're trying to win as soon as they can. And if you look at George Pickens, you can say what you want about all that, and I agree. He's immature, he's entitled, and that's a problem. However, in 3 years in Pittsburgh, you had 15.4 yards per catch. You had 18.1, 15.3, almost 1,200 yards in 2023. He has the potential still to be a difference maker. And I thought, paired with DK Metcalf, that those two, you know, regardless of what the contract says, because, you know, that's going to be a problem one way or the other at the end of it. I thought they'd pair them together for the same reason they're bringing in Rodgers, for the same reason they keep TJ, and they have Minka and Cam. They're trying to suck something out of this before it's too late. Now, having said that, I still believe they're on the lookout for another wide receiver here, and it may be via trade. We talk about trades leading up to next year in the quarterback. How about a trade to acquire an established wide receiver now who may be under contract, who
can complement?
I don't know. I'm just saying. DK Metcalf plus somebody else. There's rumors that Alan Lazard is not happy in New York and that Aaron Rodgers would like to play with him. How about Alan Lazard coming here in a trade with the Jets? There are things out there that could happen, plus a lot of free agents. What I'm saying to you is they probably came to the conclusion that they have something else in the works, and they're not going to deal with his contract at the end of the season or during the season, because as you correctly say, George Pickens could be a real pain to deal with. And if he decides to hold out, not show up, pout, that can affect everything that happens this year. But as far as the pure talent, that's why I wanted him to stick around to compliment Metcalf.
Yeah, man. Nobody denies the talent, and at times he was quite productive, but I don't think you win with guys like that. I mean, I could sit here for an hour. Late to the Chiefs game on Christmas Day, Ray Fittipaldo reporting that he's late to a lot of things. Tomlin, of course, enabled all that. My God, he blocked. If Pickens blocked for his teammates the way that Tomlin blocked for Pickens, they would have called him Hines Ward Jr. limits. I mean, that's all Tomlin did his whole career, is run interference for this guy. Couldn't even admit he benched him. In the Cowboys game, he delivered some load of crap about snap management. You just heard the clip. Tomlin couldn't even acknowledge that he was indeed late for a Christmas Day game when Benzie dropped in from the top rope. And Bob, I can also talk about his refusal to block at the goal line in Indy.
And there's a lot, right.
Then explain it away by saying, I didn't want to get injured. How do you think that plays in a locker room? Wearing the F word on his face in the Cowboys game on national television and having Art II just sit there and watch the game and not order him to remove it, jogging on routes in that game, choosing to pick a fight rather than do his job on the final play in Cleveland, not moving at all on what became an end zone interception against the Chiefs, all the in-game tantrums, fighting with his own fans, fighting with the other team's fans, having his teammates and former Steelers take shots at him left and right. It was all just sort of missed by Mike Tomlin. Everything's okay here. You remember 12 games into his career, 12 games in, this dude felt enabled to scream on the sidelines, Atlanta, throw me the blanking ball. That's what he was screaming. So that was his first babysitting mission, where Cam Hayward had to take time out of what he was doing to babysit little George on the sidelines. And then Tomlin, after the game, you might remember his quote from after that game when people said, what about George on the sidelines? I'm not going to make that a negative, no matter how silly I think the commentary is. I laugh at that. Well, Bob, nobody's laughing now, especially not Mike Tomlin, because this dude, not only did he not make it to a second contract, he didn't make it past his first contract, to his first contract. I actually credit the Steelers for moving on from this pending implosion, but I discredit them greatly for ignoring all the red flags back in 2022. But nobody denies Pickens' talent. He may go to Dallas and flourish. I don't think so. I'm with the scout who said he's been enabled his whole life. I wouldn't touch him. I think he's addition by subtraction.
Well, I would classify it as that also. But again, I think there's a larger part of this that we're going to have to wait on to see what happens. I don't know that they would have done this if they didn't have something else they thought was in the works that could help them. Because again, the whole idea was to have a one and a two, unlike what they had last year with Pickens and Van Jefferson. That was just not good enough and never was going to be good enough, whether you put Scotty Miller, Ben Skoranek, any of these guys. You still need help there. I don't know what Roman Wilson is. I don't know. I know, you know, Calvin Austin's on his way up. He's playing very well. But you need more than that. And there's one injury away from being completely naked at that position. So to me, there's something else in the works.
Well, I mean, you mentioned Alan Lazard. What's the difference between him and Robert Woods? An aging, unproductive veteran.
Okay, but I think Rodgers has some history there. I'm looking at connections and trying to connect dots. That's all. There are free agents out there. There's Amari Cooper. There's Keenan Allen. You can do other things. If it got to the point, maybe they know they tried to do something with a deal with him, and then they got the indication that he wasn't going to be happy with any of it. And then I don't know the inner workings. All I know is they're better with Pickens and Metcalf than they are without Pickens right now. Did that change?
That's where we disagree. I think it's addition by subtraction.
I'm talking strictly by talent. That's all. I think George Pickens could have had a whale of a year here if he had just
matured, gotten out of his own way.
And again, I thought maybe somebody in his camp would tell him, you have so much to lose and a lot to gain here, so you better just go and play.
I don't think anybody's told George Pickens that his whole life. Again, I'm with the scout.
Well, then shame on him. He's going to go to Dallas in the same exact
position
because now he's behind a number one. He's not going to get – if he wants them to – and do you think Dallas would actually sign him before he gets to be a free agent?
I have no idea what they're going to do, but they just inherited a problem. 412-928-9370. We'll just open up the old lines here with some old school sports talk radio off the top presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. For me, almost all you need to know is that Max Starks, we know him as a very intelligent and mild-mannered man. Do we not, Bob? Max Starks, he's as good as it gets.
Yeah, he really is. Very good at breaking down stuff, too.
He went on the Steelers flagship station. On the Steelers flagship station. And said of Pickens, and I quote, this was early last season, I need wide receivers to stop thinking they're bigger than the game itself. We all know who that wide receiver is. He needs to grow up and stop pouting. Oh my God. Think about that. Chris Hoke on our station last year says that Mike and Omar really need to think about this because this dude is not putting forth the effort. Plain and simple.
Chris on our postgame shows was always into that. He doesn't deny the talent, but he said all that other stuff. And Chris is one of those meat and potato guys. He wants you to do as all those guys did back in those Super Bowl championship teams.
Right.
And I get that.
Yeah. And his current teammates wanted the same thing instead of having babysitting duties all game, every game. Pat Freiermuth, you might remember after the Dallas debacle last year, was asked about his own lack of targets. And I quote, "I trust the coaching staff and what they're doing. Everyone can bitch and complain about the lack of targets, but it's the stuff you do without the ball. That's what leaders do and what good teammates do. Bob, I don't think we need a linguist or some other professional to interpret who he was talking about there. Do you?"
No, absolutely. And all there's a ton of negativity that comes with him, and it is, if you're looking at strictly by what, again, if you look at what he's done, he should have been gone even before this. I was surprised they didn't trade him before. But once they didn't, I thought, okay, now they're banking on him having a proper response to this and taking advantage of DK Metcalf and what the opportunities from that will give him.
Do you think Tomlin has finally seen the light with this guy, or do you think that this trade might be an indication that he was overruled in a situation where Art, for example, who's really the only person who could overrule Mike, said, no, we're getting rid of this guy?
I think Mike would be on board with it because he, despite what he's said over the years, he knows what he's dealing with him. But I think I also know well enough that he thought the talent was just, you know, through the roof and that he could get that talent to a level. Now, it never went to the level I'm sure he thought.
Right.
So maybe they just came to that conclusion. But again, I thought this, the proper, you know, if you were going to make this trade before the draft, right? Or if you thought you could make it, then you would have drafted another wide receiver, I thought.
Yeah, that's back, a curious part of it, yeah, for sure.
So maybe something has triggered them this time that, okay, we'll do it, but we know something else is coming. So that's the only conclusion I can make.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I think
you want to go in with what they have in wide receiver?
I'd rather go into battle with anybody but George Pickens. That's
what
I'd rather
wide
do.
They
have Metcalf, Austin, and they brought in Woods. You mentioned Lazard. I think Woods and Lazard are two of the same.
Well, they're hoping that Roman Wilson can be the guy.
And maybe Roman Wilson. That's four.
Yeah, but that's, you're very naked in that position.
I agree with that, but it's still better without Pickens.
Yeah, but if you have Aaron Rodgers here, is it? You need targets. You need guys
who
are going to...
Watched Aaron Rodgers with his receivers?
Their plan is, if that is their plan, then now, you can also, if you want to really go into this, and I don't think this is the case, but you can come to the conclusion that maybe things have changed with the Rodgers situation, and then they decided, okay, we're just going to move on and go with Mason. I don't think that's the case. But I'm just, you know, you can look at this and come to that conclusion, right?
You could. For sure, but I still think Rodgers will be here. And if anybody thinks it would have gone well with Aaron Rodgers, Pickens, and Metcalf, I would just suggest you look at history for two of the three guys involved anyway, maybe three of the three. Go ask Mike Williams and Garrett Wilson what they think of Aaron Rodgers. Garrett Wilson was going to ask out of New York. That was according to Rich Cimini, who coaches the team. I would imagine because he thought that Rodgers played favorites or that Rodgers, you know, just didn't want him. You know what I mean? And Mike Williams is the guy who got called out publicly and ripped by Rodgers. So the notion that Rodgers and Pickens would have been a match made in heaven.
I never said that.
No, I know. But the notion from anybody that would have been a good pairing. I just think is incredibly misguided. I don't think it would have been. I think it would have been an unmitigated disaster.
Well, again, I think there's another step to this, and we'll find out in time what that may be.
412-928-9370.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I didn't even get to the half of it. What about the Bengals game at the end of the year last year? Might have been the worst game for a wide receiver in the history of the Steelers.
But that was the worst game for the offensive coordinator and the quarterback.
Well, if the receiver hadn't dropped balls and...
But they were playing that game in a level of quicksand that I haven't seen for a team that needed to win. I mean, it was just...
Yeah, largely because of him.
Okay, but I think largely because of what they chose to do in the offense planning of the game. It just wasn't good.
All right, Limits, shall we? Let's hit the phones early here. George Pickens on his way to Dallas. I believe, Bob, the Cowboys have tweeted this out, so that makes it official. And the official deal is what, Limits? A third-round pick and what else?
It's George Pickens and a 2027 six-rounder from the Steelers going to Dallas for a 2026 third and a 2027 fifth-round pick.
I guess GP had a good meeting with Omar after the season, but GP now stands for gone promptly.
That's one of those things when you hear all the comments, you have to really just consider them with a grain of salt because they're just, you never know what the real stuff going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Because you keep all these comments and then you can play them back and it never adds up.
All right, who do we have?
Let's begin with Zach in New Kensington.
Hello, Zach.
Oh, hi. Lead off batter. Okay.
Yes, you are. You better be better than Cruz is playing well, so I'm not going to say that, but you better be better than the previous 10 they've used at leadoff.
Oh, hello, guys. Big fan. May I say, good riddance. I would cut my nose off in a second to spite my face to not live with this pain anymore. I hate daddy ball. And anytime I hear someone's dad is involved in NFL football, get him out. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that story, Bob.
Yeah, right?
Well, a lot of dads are wrong. I remember Devin Bush's father was very, very loud every time.
Bye. See ya.
Yeah. Well, he's got other problems to worry about.
You know, that's with Deion Sanders. And then may I just put in this side note? They traded Randy Moss when he was 29 years old for, I think it was a fourth or fifth round pick. And nobody ever regretted that. He never won a Super Bowl. So I'm not the least bit upset. You get what you can while you can. And then just one last note. Joe, are you a little bit upset that the Lakers didn't make it to the next round and we didn't see Steph Curry and LeBron? I know Austin City Limits always blocks me from talking basketball.
No, not really. But we're talking George Pickens right now. And he never made it past any round, Bob. Again, he's a guy you don't win with. He wasn't the single reason they never won, but you don't win with him.
But here's the thing. He's also part of a draft class now that has virtually nothing left in it. And, you know, I always talk about second contracts to first-round picks. He wasn't a first-round pick, but I'm sure when they, you know, especially after 2023, they thought this guy was going to get a second contract. But that's the way it goes. And that's not a good indication of how things are going. Because 2022, the first two picks now are gone. Kenny Pickett George Pickens. Uh-huh. And I think DeMarvin Leal was in that draft. And, you know, he's not played the way they thought he would play.
You're right about that. that draft was an unmitigated disaster and honestly should have been a fireable offense, or should be, for Mike Tomlin. Honestly should be. That was Kevin Colbert's last draft. That's Mike Tomlin choosing, hand-picking Kenny Pickett and betting on George Pickens. And then after that, it's DeMarvin Leal, Calvin Austin, Connor Hayward, Mark Robinson, and Chris, and Super Bowl champion Chris Oladokun. And that is a blanking disaster that sets a franchise back. Kevin Colbert's a Hall of Famer, but his last draft here was a disaster. And we know that Mike has the last word on draft picks. And we know that Mike chose Kenny Pickett and George Pickens. It's just simple. And my God, look at that draft, Bob.
Yeah, it's been, it handicaps you because the positions that you drafted in the hopes to solidifying longer term now need to be redrafted, which takes your attention away from other positions that really do need help. And so now, and this is the quarterback situation in a nutshell.
Not only that, but the position the whole idea here was to build a Tomlin defense and have him run it. This is his idea, of course. I'm going to run the highest paid defense in the NFL, and we are going to be dynamic defensively. And then we're going to replenish offensively up front, receiver, running back, tight end, all of it. That's why we got Kendrick Green and Dan Moore, Kenny Pickett as our guy, George Pickens, Calvin Austin, Najee Harris, Chase Claypool. That's going to be, we're going to have a young, sort of mistake-free, tough-winning offense to go with our dynamic defense, and it all went to you-know-where, Bob. It all went to you-know-where, and now they have to start replenishing the defense because it's getting old and battered.
Well, that's my point, and that's one of the reasons why they took Jack Sawyer when they did. It wasn't a pressing need, but I get it. That's, you know, but the problem is, you know, at times, you know, in a little bit of time, they're going to need some help there. So, you know, the bottom line is they still got a roster that is flawed in many ways, and they're going to try to figure out how to deal with it, but it is flawed in a lot of different areas.
Yeah, this was a disaster. At times, George Pickens was spectacular. We all know that. But that draft and the rebuilding of an offense didn't work, you know, just to put it flatly. It didn't work. And that falls on Mike Tomlin by far more than any other person. And not just the personnel choices. But again, Bob, this whole idea, you know, I'm sure we had people when Pickens got drafted, oh, he's going to the perfect place. He's going to the perfect place there in Pittsburgh with Mike Tomlin. They'll get him in shape right away. Yeah, because that worked out real well with Antonio Brown, Santonio Holmes, Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson, and Martavis Bryant, right?
So many that you list, and very similar in not only their potential, but also their problems.
Yeah, and the part of the story is Tomlin, especially with Antonio Brown, got a ton out of him before he imploded. But the real story is once all of those guys started to show signs of going south, Tomlin could not retrieve any one of them, and they traded every single one of them. So instead of having this environment, this culture shape up these guys, again, it emboldens and enables them to the point where they become such a problem that they trade every single one of them. Some later in their careers, like Antonio, some very early, like Deontay and Chase Claypool and Martavis Bryant, and now George Pickens. I'd say the evidence is pretty irrefutable. Somebody should tell Art. Next.
Here is Mark in Forest Hills.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Good. What's up, Mark?
Good. Hey, so much that I want to talk about. But, Bob, you said, you know, this makes you think that the Steelers are working on something else, you know, bringing in another wide receiver. For me, my initial reaction was they didn't complete this deal at the draft. We heard the rumors were happening, right? All the national reporters were commenting, Steelers and Cowboys and trade talks. For me, I think it's happening now because I think Aaron Rodgers has told them he's not coming here.
Well, I threw that out as a possibility, but yeah, I still don't think that's the case. Yeah. No, but I think you can make that conclusion, but I don't think that's the case. But if certainly it makes sense. If it happens, you'd look back and say, okay, now they're deciding, you know, we're not going to win here. We have Mason Rudolph and we have Will Howard, basically. So
Don't forget about Skylar Thompson.
Thompson's, you know, right. He has NFL experience. So, but yeah, you can make that conclusion. Absolutely. I don't think it's the right one, but yeah.
Wouldn't that be interesting if that was the case?
I just think the timing of it, right? Why did this happen 2 weeks ago as opposed to today? I think Rodgers let them that's the only thing.
Especially since they did not draft Mark. They didn't even draft a wide receiver. If you had taken another wide receiver at some point, you would have thought.
But I'm still far from shocked about this. I mean, there's been George Pickens trade
talks. I'm shocked at the timing of it. That's what I'm shocked.
Same. That's exactly what I reacted to.
I'm not. I still thought they were going to trade this guy. If not now, then in camp. I just think they finally see what most of the rest of the world sees, is that this was headed for disaster. George Pickens, with everything you've seen, if I told you after last season, the way that ended, and I said, what's your name again, sir?
Mark.
If I told you, hey, on top of all this, they're about to take away George Pickens' job and his money and give both to another man, would you have said, well, you know what? He's going to finally see the light and show up and realize it's his contract year and accept all that?
No chance with Pickens. No. I love the deal. I think, to your point, Joe, I think this makes sense from a team chemistry, from a team formation perspective, no doubt about it. As you said, you can't win with characters like Pickens.
We have these discussions about baseball just the other day, how we were all yearning for talent over, you know, basically character. You don't need leaders. You just need talent. Who cares what they do? There is a fine line there. And I thought if they were going to trade George Pickens, and we talked about this on our Showdown show and also Nightly Sports Call, I thought they would give it a shot, see how he handled it, and then at the trade deadline figure something out. If they decided it wasn't good enough, then they'd make a move. But if not, then they'd keep him and just deal with a compensatory acquisition after that. But I just didn't see it happening now.
Next. Oh, sorry. Is he still there, Lemons? Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Joe. Sorry to interrupt you. No, that's exactly it, Bob. Is by all indications, they wanted to go into the season with Pickens and Metcalf with Rodgers, right? That's what we kept hearing, and I think that was their plan. And something has happened to derail that plan.
They were known to be talking to the Cowboys at the draft. See, I didn't read Omar's comments or Art's comments as they're planning on having George. Their comments were very cryptic, very, very sort of guarded. And Art even said this kid's got some growing up to do, you know? I never read it as, yeah, this is the plan. I was always suspicious. And I was going to be right until he suited up for the season opener. And then, like you said, Bob, even beyond. But if you had asked me last week the odds on trading Pickens, I still would have said 50-50. Could be any day. They don't want to go to camp with this problem. I didn't think they would.
Who would? I still think there are many layers to this, and we're going to find out in the weeks ahead just what actually happens and why it happened now and if there's any tie to the quarterback situation.
All right. Open lines here. Big news.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
So many questions, so little time. Bob, how do you think the CD Lamb, George Pickens duo works out in Dallas?
You know, again, I think they're in it because Jerry Jones is getting up there in age. I think he wants to win a Super Bowl, and he sees these guys is reasons that they can get there. Dak Prescott, they gave a lot of money to. CeeDee Lamb, they gave a lot of money to. They need to sign Micah Parsons, and they probably will. But they need somebody to compliment him. They had the same problem last year as the Steelers did. So they went after it, and we'll see what it takes them. But I would doubt they give him a contract before he plays this season out. Would you? Or do you think they would sign him, knowing he could become a free or franchise him at the end of it? One of those
options.
Well,
the Cowboys are capable of anything. They've had less playoff success than the Steelers. Oh, wait, the Cowboys did win a playoff game in the last 8 years. Sorry, mistake there. Gabe Davis is on the open market suddenly.
Yeah,
Bob.
So Jacksonville released him. He had a Buffalo good streak there, including a playoff game, right, in Kansas City, where he just tore them apart. But then after that, everything fell apart.
Well, the Jags signed him to a 3-year deal worth $39 million. That was a little over a year ago. And he's just not that good, you know, but they're going to absorb a $20.3 million cap hit. So this guy's out there for probably a very good price. I just think Josh Allen made him who he was. He drops a lot of passes. He just isn't that good, Bob. I don't know what else to say. Having seen his whole career, he did have some big moments in Buffalo, but they seem to be Josh Allen-created moments more than anything. I don't know that Mason Rudolph is going to bring the same out of him, or even an ancient Aaron Rodgers. Would you sign him, though? Would you?
I would make him play. I'd have the same thought that I have with him as a Steeler. I'd make him play, have a big year, and then we'll talk.
Wonder Twin, what's your take on this whole thing?
I think George Pickens is a top five wide receiver in terms of all total talent, but it was time. They needed to move on from him. The timing of it now is a little surprising to me. Maybe it's because of what Bob alluded to. Jerry Jones is finally ponying up the pick just because he wants to win a Super Bowl and he's starting to get a little bit desperate. But sometimes things just pile up and the problems continue to ensue and you reach a breaking point. And I feel like that's where Tomlin and Omar Khan are with Pickens. I wanted them to trade him. I was hoping they'd get a second, but a third-round pick for Dallas, which I think the Cowboys are going to be kind of bad this year, that's a decent pick. I'm good with it.
Yeah, again, the timing, I don't know. To me, it's not that curious because the Cowboys, everybody knew they were in the market for a receiver. They thought they were going to draft one, and they didn't. They didn't draft a guy. Now, of course, the Steelers didn't
right.
either.
That's why it's curious to me. If they knew that at some point this was going to get done, they would have drafted somebody else.
But they clearly believe, I think, that this is a classic case of addition by subtraction, and I agree with them. I do give them credit for moving on. And I wonder if you were a fly on the wall, a little limits on the wall.
Limits on the wall.
Over at on the south side, if this would have been Mike Tomlin's idea. If there weren't other forces at play, would Mike Tomlin have made this trade of his own volition?
But I really do wonder then, why did they not draft a wide receiver in the third or fourth round? And that's kind of what I thought with Abuka.
Like, because they did last year? Because they have DK Metcalf, who they've committed, although he probably won't see all of it, $150 million. They signed a veteran in Robert Woods, and they think that Calvin Austin took a step forward. I'm not saying I love the room, but I think I'm trying to get inside their heads.
Well, a side note to me of what this also must say, they must really still love Roman Wilson. I mean, they have to, because this is a second consecutive year where the wide receiver room is very similar, unless they make another move. Robert Woods, similar type of addition as Van Jefferson. DK Metcalf, George Pickens parallels. So if Roman Wilson can take that next step, like maybe they thought last year.
Well, that's a good point. Like, Bob, what if I told you that everything is as is, they just traded Pickens, and they drafted Roman Wilson in the third round this year? Would you feel differently about it?
No, only because I saw, you know, Roman Wilson get injured, and then when he came back, there were reports that he was not keeping up to speed with the playbook development and all that kind of. So I still think they know now, more so than they knew then when they drafted him, that maybe they need more than just him. Maybe he's not what they think. I don't know.
So they blew another draft
pick. Well, we'll see.
I mean, if you told me they took Roman Wilson in the third round this year, or took a receiver that they were high on in the third, he's basically, you know, unused so far. We know nothing about him.
Same as Troy Fautanu. You're expecting something, you may not get it. Same as Broderick Jones.
Well, you better be right about your draft picks, I would say.
But in the past, those things have not worked exactly the way. That's why I thought we were talking about this, if they had drafted another wide receiver in this year's draft, then I would have expected at some point a Pickens trade. Because they didn't, change my opinion on that. But I still think it means something else is coming, so stay tuned.
See, do you agree with that? I don't, actually. I think they think they're set.
I'm even saying a free agent or a trade. One of the two will happen.
For something significant, or Robert Woods the second?
Well, no, a better.
Or Van Jefferson.
Better than that.
You might be right, but I don't agree with that.
I think
do you limits?
In the middle. Like, they're not going to trade for somebody that's the level of talent as Metcalf or Pickens.
Oh, no, I'm not suggesting that. But there's somebody out there that they could pluck away from somebody's roster, I bet. At least maybe they think they know they have that.
Maybe Lazard. Maybe you're right if they get Rodgers. He had 6 touchdowns last year. Maybe they think he's good.
That's more than George Pickens had.
I mean, will an Arthur Smith offense take complete advantage of 2-star receivers? He couldn't take complete advantage of 1.
I think they have to take advantage of it. I think whoever coach is supposed to be, you build around the talent you have and you game plan around the talent you have, right?
I mean, if you go into a game throwing the ball to DK Metcalf, Freiermuth, Warren, Johnson, Gainwell out of the backfield, Calvin Austin, who I thought took a step last year, and you have a third round pick that you must think is still good, is that not enough weapons to win?
You're one injury away from being, as I keep saying, naked. The production from George or from DK Metcalf is obvious. They went out, they got him. That's a 5-year deal, so he's going to be around. But if he should get injured, then what do you have?
Well, that's every team almost.
But you could have layers of protection too, and they had it with George Pickens, is what I'm saying.
They also had a problem.
Yeah, they did. Of course, they had a problem, but
a big problem.
But they had a talent potential there. Again, I was banking on the fact that at some point he would mature. I was banking
How
on
could you
one year
possibly
because one,
bank on that based on everything
because
we've seen.
Because 1 year, money dangling, carrot out there, here you go. You
that
go
George was going
money.
To see the light now?
Well, I mean, if he's not, then he's stupid beyond being a bad problem to have. You have to understand where you are. And if you can't, I thought, based on the fact that they did not draft a wide receiver, they were banking on that. And in their exit plan would have been after week 10, they could trade him.
He never seemed to understand where he was, whether it was, hey, I'm near the goal line, maybe I should block, or, hey, we're near the goal line, maybe I should run a route.
When money's on the line, potentially that could have changed someone. At least it should have. It should ring true in his head that if I don't put up numbers, I'm not going to get paid. This is my one chance to get paid. To me, money always. Look at Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk got paid, got hurt. I know he got hurt, but to me, he wasn't worth, you know, they gave him all the money. Then things change. I would rather have somebody playing for money. And at that point, if you don't want to pay it, you don't pay it. You walk away from it. You get a compensatory pick and move on. That's all. That's the way I would have viewed this.
I would have viewed it like this guy is detrimental to winning, and we're getting ready for an implosion here. And the idea that George Pickens would suddenly perk up, would suddenly grow up, would handle his situation maturely is crazy.
Well,
to me.
I will liken it, even though it's not the same, because Najee Harris was not George Pickens. He was not a destructive potential force. What he was, though, playing on his last year, he knew he had to put up. That's it, and he did.
Two completely different guys.
I understand that, but the point
that's the point.
The point with me is money. Money talks. When you have money on the line, if you can't grow up to understand that, then there's something wrong with you beyond what we already know.
Did Martavis Bryant understand that?
But he was smoking stuff and getting out of...
Did Chase Claypool understand that?
Well, he's another guy who has something. There's something not there with Chase Claypool.
The notion that...
But he wasn't in the final year of a contract either. I'm talking about a guy in the final year of a contract who has to put up to get the money he wants. Okay? And if he knew that $150 million goes to DK Metcalf, there may not be any for me here, but there's a whole league out there that is waiting for me to show you that I'm going to have 12 touchdown receptions, 1,500 yards, and I'm worth every penny that you want to pay me. That's the only way out. And if he can't understand that, then just get out. Go start doing something else.
And the smart money would have been he can or can't understand that.
I thought that he would have understood it. If you can't understand then what are you doing? I mean,
that's the question. Why don't we play Todd, our friend? Isn't that always the question with George Pickens?
What you doing?
Exactly, Bob. That's always the question with this guy. What the hell are you doing?
I understand, but again, the logical thing to do is to put up a good year.
Right, and George Pickens and logic.
The same
George
thing
Pickens
happens
and
down
logic.
In Dallas now. Yeah. He has to go there and do the same exact thing.
And what if he does?
And what if the Steelers struggle because they don't have him and he does
doesn't
down there?
First of all, it doesn't mean he would have done it here. I don't know.
Doesn't mean he wouldn't have.
Well, I don't know what... Well, 3 years tell you about his
implosions.
Okay,
but this, again, is a money year.
Time.
I'm just saying money year. I want guys motivated to play because of money if that's the case.
I'd love that, too. He wasn't a good bet, in my opinion.
Maybe not, but...
Based on everything he had done here. He can't even show up on time for a game, Bob!
Joe, I understand all of that. But I also know that when it comes right down to it, when you have so much at risk, maybe that's the only time that you see a different George Pickens.
Maybe. I mean, you might be right about that, but I ain't making that bet, and I credit them for
that. But you better bet
that
they have something else going here, because if Metcalf gets injured, you really don't have a lot going on with an aging quarterback who needs weapons.
Yeah. I mean, if T.J. Watt gets hurt, they're going to be in trouble, too, if Cam Hayward gets hurt.
They have a little bit of insulation there, but you're on the inside, you got to have depth. It's hard to have depth. But at the wide receiving position, if you're trying to bring in a 41-year-old quarterback in his last go-round, you better have wide receiving depth.
Limits, who's next?
Let's go to Rowdy in the car. I don't think Telez, but he wants to talk
Rowdy.
About George Pickens.
Rowdy. He might be Rowdy in his car.
You still bitter about not getting that bonus last year, Rowdy? How are you?
Yeah, that sucked. Anyways, Joe, you're by far my favorite fan guy that there is.
But?
Anyways.
Okay. I thought there was a butt coming,
Bob. No, he loves you. That's good.
You're the best. So I was trying to bring... I'm out here to bring attention back to Tomlin and that this is all his fault. Like you pointed out, the offense always has to be his scheme. The defense always has to be his scheme. He made all those draft picks in, what year did you say, 22. He's probably making all the draft picks now. The same thing for the Pickens situation. He babied Pickens. He sent Pickens the message, it doesn't matter what you do, I'll still love you. And then he woke up one day and decided, I can't deal with this, insert expletive here, guy anymore, so I need to get rid of him.
Okay.
That may have been the way it went, or maybe somebody else above him decided, Mike, this didn't work, so as much as you might want to keep George Pickens, we're getting rid of him. But yeah, as far as the enabling goes, I mean, right after Pickens got drafted, Tomlin was extremely almost combative about the idea that there were red flags about Pickens. He didn't like that. He resented that, he said. When Pickens piped up in the 12th game of his career, he thought he was entitled enough to start yelling for the ball on the sidelines. Tomlin defended him after that game. When Tim Benz asked Tomlin, yeah, was he late to that Christmas Day game against the Chiefs? Tomlin couldn't even bring himself to say yes, said he forgot, didn't remember what happened that day. When Pickens, let's see here, I have them all categorized. Oh, when Tomlin benched him against the Cowboys this year, he couldn't even bring himself to admit that he benched him. Said it was load management.
Snap management.
It was a continuation of exactly what that scout said going into the draft. Pickens has been enabled his whole life, including 3 years with the Steelers, I would add, by one person, and that's Mike Tomlin. Because Mike Tomlin, I understand this thought, because it worked for a while with Antonio Brown, letting him do whatever he wanted, having him go by a separate set of rules. He believes that when you enable talent like that, you're going to get the most out of it. But in this case, there were diminishing returns. And you can just look at last season for an example of that.
There's a long list. You've chronicled the list. I get it. But I also thought at some point, money dictates all. And it's all about money. And if he is going to be motivated to make money, it was on him and it still is only on him. When he goes to Dallas, he'll be motivated to make money. They're not. I believe they will not give him a deal right now. They're in the same boat. They're going to find out what he does. So he will be motivated. He should be motivated. If he's not motivated, then I said, get out of the game. That if you're not motivated to understand, you're talking about maybe $20 million plus a year.
Yeah.
And that doesn't motivate you. It doesn't make you think. Do you have nobody in your family who can get to you? Come on.
Have they gotten to him yet? His dad defending him again, as well.
Because we're in the last year, it changes. Maybe. 1 year left.
Maybe. I subscribe to the theory, when somebody tells you who they are, believe it.
I do too. I totally agree. But in a money-driven league like this, when you're talking about lottery type of money, you better figure it out. You better. And I think there's a part of them that thought he would do that. I don't know what's changed. And again, there are so many different ways you can go.
I don't think anything's changed. I think they've been looking to trade George Pickens since the end of the year, and they finally got the Cowboys to give them the price they wanted.
Well, a third-round pick, I don't know. I just think that unless they have somebody else coming in here, I think you're going to regret not having a guy like that opposite of DK Metcalf. Just as I thought Van Jefferson opposite of George Pickens was something that was going to implode on them.
Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And the 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. We'll just continue talking to folks about this. I mean, this was the lead story all over every sports show I watch in the morning. I got word, I don't know what it was, about 8:15. I slept in a little bit today, limits, which is 7:30 for me because I was up late watching the Warriors, living and dying with every shot. And I wake up to this, and my wife, I was downstairs, she was upstairs. She heard me yell out, "Wow!" She said, "What's going on?" I said, "That's it for George Pickens. He's headed to Dallas. Only the most dysfunctional franchise in the league. I think it'll go very well there."
Oh, it'll go very well, Joe. I'm sure of it.
It's going to go very well in Dallas for him. All right. 412-928-9370. The big boy, Mark Cabali, he thought that there was nothing cooking here with George Pickens, but it boiled over today. I want to hear what he has to say at 12:30. And everybody else out there, I'm sure, has an opinion. So let's talk about it coming up next on Pomp and Joe. Bob, in the meantime, let's go to the general. Jeff Patton, General Patton, we like to call him, from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week. Your chance to win the Card of the Week comes to you by going to our website, 93.7thefan.com, the contesting page around noon, between Wednesday and Friday. I'm going to take a wild guess here, General, and say you have a George Pickens card. Bob, do you have a guess? Maybe something else? Maybe a Steph Curry card?
No, we do Steph Curry too much. Let me think about, how about a
Roman Wilson?
How about a TJ McConnell card, given the fact the Pacers are up 2-0, and he's very much contributing off the bench?
Holy horse milk. Limits?
I don't think we have a Megan McConnell card yet out in Phoenix. I'm going to say O'Neal Cruz with the way that he's tearing up the ball right now.
General, what do you got?
Gentlemen, good morning. I appreciate you having me on this exciting Wednesday. Wouldn't expect you to get this one because I'm going to do something a little different. We're celebrating our 35th anniversary this week at Baseball Card Castle, so
congrats.
I'm going to give you two cards. Thank you.
Let me guess. One of them is a horse racing card.
No, but I'm going to give you what they were talking about the day we opened, which I'm giving you a Mario Lemieux 7-Eleven rookie card, the very first appearance Mario ever had. In May 12, 1990, all people wanted to do was talk about Mario Lemieux as the Penguins were ascending towards their first Stanley Cup championship. And then we're going to bookend that with what everybody's talking about today. I got a George Pickens rookie jersey card, sending 14 out the door. He was a very, very interesting sales target, we'll say, over the last couple of years. He was in the love-hate case. People either loved him or hated him.
Now, is he tearing off the jersey in a sideline tirade, or what's he doing in the card?
No, this one was neatly cut up and assembled onto the card. And it was very hot at times. When 14 was playing the way he could, it was very hot. And then I will say most parents guided their kids away from buying 14. Mm. But we'll see what happens this coming year. So we're going with a Lemieux rookie, 7-Eleven card. And a George Pickens. I wanted it to be Donovan Mitchell, but they couldn't get a rebound on a free throw last night.
Oh, my God, what an ending. Thank you, General. You're a wonderful man, and congratulations on the anniversary.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
You guys have a good week. Thanks.
All right, see you, General.
What a nice man, Bob. Megan McConnell for the Phoenix Mercury last night, got 10 minutes in, had a three-point play, an assist, and two steals. She's on the court with the likes of, Asia Wilson was playing for Las Vegas against Phoenix last night. Chelsea Gray, Jewel Lloyd, Jackie Young, Alyssa Thomas. She's on with all those players, Bob, trying to make it in the WNBA. That is awesome.
And it's something in their DNA. They just know how to play basketball no matter what level we're talking about, you know, and fit right in, it looked like to me. But TJ's on a good team. I did not see this coming. I thought the Cavaliers would have a six game series win.
I mean, it helps when your best players aren't playing.
No, I understand, but I'm just saying. I still thought Cleveland was going to be good enough to do this.
I thought
and
it would at least be 1-1. Yeah, they're just getting ravaged by injury.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.